Pulling into the parking lot at the Evans Community Center, the bundled-up delegation was greeted by Evans officials. Secretary Donovan started his tour in flood-ravaged Lyons. He says he was taken aback at the amount of damage caused by September's rains.
The devastation is of a scale that nobody can ever imagine. To have your life upended, to be out of your home, but also to see the rivers shift beds. We were talking earlier, it's like seeing evolutionary scale change happen in front of your eyes.
The town suffered some of the worst flooding in the state, with $50 million in damage to its infrastructure. Money, at least right now, the town doesn't have. FEMA did provide funding during the immediate aftermath of the flood. Donovan says the community development block grants will help fill recovery funding gaps in Lyons, as well as Evans and other affected cities in Boulder, Larimer, and Weld counties.
The community development block grant money is really aimed at long-term recovery. It's there to fill the gaps, to rebuild homes, to rebuild small businesses, to rebuild infrastructure. My job is going to be helping to focus on that long-term rebuilding.
It's the most flexible money that the federal government can provide.
Governor John Hickenlooper says while the funds are allocated, they've not yet been distributed. That's where local leaders and elected officials come in.
We want to make sure the decision doesn't come out of a small group of people in Denver, but that we are reaching out to county commissioners who've done such an incredible job so far, make sure that those county commissioners and mayors who have done an equally impressive job, that they're making the decision.
And the funding is desperately needed. Judy Knapp, president of the Community Foundation of Greeley and Weld County, says while her organization has raised over $1 million in conjunction with the United Way of Weld County, requests for help have totaled more than $3 million.
There's a lot of need out there that has not been met yet, and we're really hoping to see some assistance coming in from the federal government that will help some of the people really get back and putting their lives together, because we know there's still a lot that have not been finalized.
The funding for the block grants was actually created by the Disaster Relief Appropriations Act of 2013, signed into law after Hurricane Sandy. Senator Bennett says he, along with Senator Udall, lobbied Secretary Donovan to release some of those funds to Colorado.
What made that possible was not just his ability, but because Colorado has presented such a unified front here. You know, the local officials, as the governor was saying, the mayors, the county commissioners, the people running nonprofits, citizens themselves coming together to help each other out and to make sure we've got a coordinated approach at the end of the day. That's what made it possible for us to get this accelerated funding and the hope that there'll be more money behind this.
The request for additional funding was not lost on Secretary Donovan. While noting how fast the region has reopened roads and restored basic services, he knows that more funding will be needed to reach full recovery.
I never thought that I would see as much progress as I've seen in 90 days, and it gives me hope that there's still a lot of work to do, that families are going to get back in their homes. Communities are going to get rebuilt, not just to what they were, but better and smarter and stronger.
The funds will be distributed once a series of disaster action plans are established by the state. Those will describe exactly how the funds will support disaster recovery. From there, Donovan says HUD will explore the plans and then begin distributing the money. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.